Jazz It Up Life.
We take on the big questions. Do you do it DIY style?
Or do you go pro and hire a contractor?
From skill set to tool set, time to technique, and from dirt and dust to getting work done, we check in with the pros who know.
DIY Network's Make It Right Mike Holmes tells us how he tools up Holmes Makes It Right sites to keep them safe and moving at full tilt boogie speed.
Restaurant Impossible designer Tanya Naya gives us her take on when to dial in your DIY skills or dial the phone and call the pros.
And Roger That, hosts and designers Roger and Chris Stout-Hazard give get-it-done advice for going all in or subbing it out.
Design, build, decorate, rip it down, or renovate.
It's an all-pro DIY show on My Fix It Up Life. Got paint prep? Do it the hard way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com. Inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife Teresa
and my husband Mark,
and I have a question.
Yes.
Should you hire someone to do your project, or should you take that whole thing on yourself and bring it in, take it to completion?
I always say it depends on the project, honey. It really does, because like if it's surgery, I'm gonna go with a pro. Always, every single time, hands down. If it's like, you know, a clown at a birthday party, I might want to do that.
Okay. I actually do that without being asked.
Were you actually talking about home improvement, though?
I was sort of in the world of My Fix It Up Life, of home improvement, of, say, building an oasis.
Yes.
Because you want your project to be one.
Yes.
When you're done.
Yes.
So should you hire a pro, or should you do it yourself? And we're going to put that question to our guest.
Tanya Nayak, thank you for joining us. So excited.
Hello.
Yay.
Hi.
And you,
my old friends, my long lost friends. I love talking to you guys. How's everything going?
Everything is pretty good, and I'm a little bit jealous because I noticed that you're working on a project called the Urban Oasis in Boston, and
yeah,
kind of glamorous.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. I mean, it's located at the W Hotel here in Boston, and you guys know Boston's where I'm from. It's my hometown. I live here. So for me, it had very special meaning to be able to host this special on HGTV. You know, it's a space that I did not design. There's another designer that came in. I hosted it, but I was actively a part of the process. So I went to lumber yards, which, have you guys gone to an exotic lumber yard?
Exotic?
I'm not sure what that means.
Than other exotic types of destinations you could go to. I'm just saying, it was amazing. I was in complete awe the whole time.
So exotic woods, are you saying?
Yes, we know what
Correct.
You're talking
okay,
about. We're just putting you
yes,
on the spot.
I know.
Just to be clear.
Yeah, you're talking about Purple Heart and tropical hardwoods and all these different
yes.
non-regular lumberyard things.
Beautiful, like deep, dark walnut woods. I mean, it was spectacular, and the natural cuts that I saw. And so I got to go to these lumber yards with the man that fabricated these custom tables for the spaces. So I kind of got to get dirty and into the project, which was really fun, you know. And I mean, for me, you guys know I've been doing this a long time. I've never been to one of those types of lumber yards before, so it was a cool experience.
Well, I can imagine the work that you do on HGTV and, you know, on Restaurant Impossible, you don't usually have a budget where you can afford to go to an exotic lumber yard.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, book
yes,
match
you're
veneers.
Right, Teresa. That's the truth.
Yes. You're usually trying to do so much with so little that it mm-hmm. must just feel like you're at a day spa, like being able to walk around an exotic lumber yard.
You know, it's funny. I hadn't even thought of it that way, but you're like nailing it on the head right there, because that's it. That's why I was in such awe. So it's Designed to Sell. It was a $2,000 budget for three spaces in a house, and now it's Restaurant Impossible with a $10,000 budget to do an entire restaurant. So you're right. I've never really had the luxury of big bucks.
Well, without having the luxury of big bucks, that's what a lot of people that are listening are going through, is, you know, not having a lot of money to spend and always trying to find a way to make it be glamorous and feel like you, you know, live in a palace without having to spend a lot of money. For those folks listening, DIY or go with a pro? You know,
Are we going to do this game show style?
Yeah.
Throw out a scenario to me and I'll yell out DIY or go with a pro.
Oh, wow.
And then
like
we can talk about it.
Now,
yeah, I'm into it.
Now we're talking.
All right.
The My Fix It Up Life speed round.
The speed round.
Yes. First question.
Yes.
I need a bell. I need a ding.
Somebody ding something.
Ding, 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 ding.
There you go. First question. So you're in your living room and you've got a picture that you've either posted on Pinterest or you've torn out from a magazine. There's molding everywhere. You've done a little bit of molding, but this is a lot of molding. What do you do?
It's a lot of molding. Go with the pro. Ding, ding, ding. Go with the pro.
Oh, I have a question.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're looking at your house at this time of year, and you're going to have a lot of guests over, a lot of company and everything, and you're like, oh, my goodness gracious, my house looks so drab and bleh. And I need to make a really good impression because my new in-laws are coming over for the first time. What do I do? Should I try it myself or should I go with a pro?
No, DIY. Try it yourself. And I'll tell you why on both of them. So for the first one with the molding, because molding is usually a sign of a little bit more elegance and luxury, you don't want it to be a shoddy job. And trust me, I just replaced the I with an O for this, for your sake of your show.
Love you.
All right? So you really want it to look clean and done well because that is exactly the purpose of crown molding, to look elegant. So you don't want it to be so-so. And it's tricky because you have to miter corners. And I know you guys know that that's not always an easy thing to do, to get those miters to line up. There's a lot of little details to it that, you know, you have to caulk the edges. You have to fill in the holes with the nails. And it's a lot of steps that I think people don't realize if they think it's a DIY. So I say go with the pro on that one. Now, Teresa's question with the, you know, getting your house prepped and ready for the in-laws, this is something that is easily doable on your own. I know it's hard sometimes to kind of find a look that you want, and it's hard to step out of your comfort zone when you've been living in a space for a long time. So first off, take a picture of your space. Pull it up on your computer. So now you are removed from the space, and you're looking at it with fresh eyes. So you can look at it objectively, hopefully. Okay. With that said, you can get some magazines, all of that. Go to house.com, go to your website, go to any website that can, Pinterest, for example, Google Images, and try to find some inspiration just to kind of keep yourself fresh and updated on new trends and new colors. And then, you know, budget-friendly places. Go to Home Goods, go to Target. Go to Salvation Army. I mean, you can find things that are affordable that you can fix up your space with, throw a coat of paint on the walls, and you're good to go, freshened up and ready for the in-laws.
Okay, scenario number three. By the way, love all those tips. Scenario number three is going to be short. I'm going to let you run with it. My bathroom is beige.
Oh, that's it? You're right. That was super short.
That's it. That's it. It's beige. It's like like wearing khaki pants every single day of your life. And I don't even know know where to get Dockers. So it's completely to pieces.
But Mark, what do you want to do? Do you want to?
I'll add one more
thing. What's the objective? Yeah, your bathroom is beige, but.
No, but this is perfect.
Okay.
I'm good with him leaving it right there because I'm going to say my answer is both. You can either go with a pro or you can DIY, because if your bathroom is beige and you want to get rid of the tile or change out plumbing, anything like that, I'd say go with a pro. Obviously, if you're not accustomed to doing any plumbing work, then definitely go with a pro. If you're not used to doing tile work, definitely go with a pro. However, if it's changing the paint color, adding a new shower curtain, adding bath mats and maybe a new towel rack, et cetera, then you can do it yourself. So that's a double doozy.
Did I just say double doozy?
I like it. You can say that on radio because you haven't transposed those letters.
No.
This segment's brought to you by letter transposing.
Well, you know, and ultimately it depends on each person's skill set. You know, when I was doing Design to Sell, I had this philosophy where we had three rooms that we did in the house, and we would always do a mama bear project, a papa bear project, and a baby bear project. And the reason we did it that way was because some people have no skills whatsoever when it comes to DIY, And some people are very skilled and do know how to change electrical and do know how to do plumbing and tile work. So I wanted always, every episode, for there to be something that anyone could approach and tackle. So I think that if you look at the job that you want to do, really ask yourself if you're capable of doing it. And if you're ready to challenge yourself, you can find a YouTube video for anything to teach you how to do it. But just be careful. You don't want to make a bigger problem than necessary, because then you'll ultimately go with the pro and it's going to cost you too much.
But, you know, you can DIY yourself, or you can go with the pro. And just like you were saying, there's a video for everything out there and so many websites.
So that, check Tanya out.
Yes.
And follow her on Twitter at Tanya Nyack. Check out her website at TanyaNyack.com.
Oh, and
check her out on every TV show that she's on, all 80 of them.
Enter to win the Urban Oasis. You can October 18th. So you guys have to go to HGTV.com and totally enter to win and check out the gorgeousness in Boston.
And follow us into a break. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark
and my all-pro wife Teresa.
What is up?
What's up, licensed contractor, designer?
That's right.
What's up?
I'm bringing it.
Yeah.
Honey, that's so nice.
Yeah, you're all pro.
I am all pro. I'm an MVP of our
MVP, sure, quarterback,
house?
Whatever you want to call it. But
yes. But
what we're talking about today is when you're DIYing, no matter what your skill level is,
yes,
we don't all know everything. I'm pretty sure.
Well, and the people that think they know everything, well, you don't know everything. Because the more you know, the more you know that you don't know.
Sometimes.
That's true.
Sometimes. So when do you get on the bus or off the bus for doing DIY? When do you call in some help? And we've got some help.
If your shop is on a bus, you probably should hire a pro.
Or you're awesome.
Yes.
So to help us suss that out,
mm-hmm.
which I just read somewhere, and I'm not sure what it means, we've got Roger Stouthazard and Chris Stouthazard, who I hope have not run screaming from the other end of this line.
Well, hi, guys.
Hi, guys. We're so glad that you're joining us, because you guys know a lot about fixing things up. You have a new house that you're working on in New York, and you've shared tips on TV, and you've got your website, Design Hazards, and you've got furniture, and RogerThat.TV that people are tuning into. So when do you guys hire a pro? I want to know.
You know, it's funny. I've been kind of involved with design since I was a kid. I was giving advice to my parents when they would have professionals come. I would join in on the meetings. And then my father would always be the one, no, we don't need to get someone for that. I can do that. And, of course, 80% of the time we ended up having to hire someone to come back and fix what my father attempted to fix, and it would cost double.
Oh.
So there are times when you really have to think, let's hire a professional, because I'm a pro at what I do for a living. I need to hire someone else who is, so I save time and money, and my relationship stays intact.
I love that.
Yeah, we've all tried to assemble IKEA furniture as a couple, and you know how that can go. I mean, that's the true test of any marriage. put together a bookcase with a hex nut, you know, like that's gonna push you to the limit. The thing for us, it really comes into three categories. Like, there's scary, which I think is structural stuff, electrical stuff, plumbing stuff, things that if you don't do right, are going to ruin things beyond just, oh, I have to do it again.
Well, yeah, but we're talking like there's major plumbing and there's simple plumbing.
Right. But, you know, if you have things in walls, if you were dealing with the potential of fire, those are scary things. Then there's just quality things. Like, okay, I'm an okay carpenter, but I'm not a great carpenter. So if it's something that we want to look kind of rustic or something that's not going to be a huge issue if it isn't perfect, I can do it. If it's something that really needs to be exacting, I can't do it. And then there's the third category of, like, messy and time-consuming. Like, some stuff is just too much of a mess, it takes too much time, and you have too many other things going on in your life. So something that would take us 4 hours to do and a lot of screaming and some crying, et cetera, might take someone else half an hour to do. So what's my hourly rate versus their hourly rate? It can very easily be the situation where it just doesn't make economic sense to tackle it yourself.
You have plucked those words out of my head. So you need to copyright me on that first.
Uh-huh.
No, I love that. But
you know, but one thing that's you know, really key is there's some stuff that's just fun about design, and those are the things you should do yourself. That's exciting.
Well, this is the way I work with my clients, and Chris and I work on our homes together, is that we'll decide what parts we should do ourselves and when we need to bring in a pro. So it's a combination of the two that works the best.
So for you guys, and maybe for other people that you know, is it possible to say how much of that decision involves, like, I don't know, a gut check, kind of like, yes, I can, and I'm going to make it happen, versus a put on the brakes and sort of a modesty kind of thing, say, you know what, maybe I'm not the right person for this?
There's actually two major things that should help you make that decision. Number one, is it incredibly dangerous? Could I die from doing this? And number two, is it really an expensive project? I don't want to make a mistake. So that's when you need to consider hiring a pro.
I like that, those two things. Could I die, and is it ridiculously expensive to fix? I like that. That should be. Like, I'm gonna cross stitch that in a pillow later.
Yeah, the pillows in our house have some wild sayings on them.
Could you die from that idea?
Yeah.
No, don't do it then. No.
Bonsai.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So another question would be, and especially for you, Roger, you have a background in landscaping, is do you see a lot of people, or you yourselves sort of say, landscaping, it's just digging dirt and pulling weeds. I can do that. I'll get some plants at the thing, and we'll be done. Take a weekend. Get some gloves.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. You apply the same principles for renovating a house as you do for landscaping. So what type of landscape do you want? Do I have the tools that it requires? Do I have the knowledge of what plants are going to do best in front of my house? How large will they be when they're mature? So you want to do a combination again. Work with a pro and do some things yourself. Hire the pro to put in the retaining walls and major trees and shrubs. You can come back and plant your annuals and fluff up the garden every spring.
Yeah, and just to add some background to that, just yesterday, this literally happened. We were at a nursery, and Roger was looking for some trees to add to the landscape in our house. And he was trying to find trees that had a small pot so it was easier to plant them. I mean, if he had if he had all the equipment that a major landscaping company had, that wouldn't be an issue. But he's digging his hole himself. So,
my back isn't what it used to be. And this is a very rocky area we live in. So the more I dig, the more chance of hitting rocks.
That's really good. Planning, pre-planning, figuring out the limitations of the tools and what you have to work with. It works with everything from landscaping to your house to, I don't know, our radio show, which I guess we have to go to break in just about 30 seconds. So do you have one more question you want to ask, Mark? I guess not,
because I've got 85 questions I have to ask.
I'll throw you guys. I'll tell you guys one other quick thing. If you have a good relationship with a contractor or carpenter that you bring in, sometimes there's the opportunity for you to play second fiddle. you to help them out, speed up their job, and learn something. So that's a way for you to get something out of it, even if you are hiring them out.
Well, that's good, too. And what we say is that when people want to help us when we're working on a project for someone else, is that, you know, we're in charge.
We'll hire you.
Yeah, you do what we tell you. I know you're the client and everything, but if you come on the project and you're going to be helping, you answer to us when we're telling you what to do, because you, at the end of the day, want a good job.
And it's a good job that you guys have been on with us, Roger Stouthazard and Chris Stouthazard. Check them out at designhazards.com and their show, which is awesome, by the way, rogerthat.tv. And check us out as we roll into a break. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
We see you, we're here, and we were happy.
More curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
Oh, we have to stand especially still because we don't want to do anything wrong.
Otherwise, it'll be made right. We have Mike Holmes with us.
How are you doing? It's been a while, hasn't it?
And you look really good.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I'll fix your house. See, that was easy.
Oh, yeah, nice. I like it.
We could use some help. We have your typical carpenter's house.
Yes.
Where we've worked on everyone else's house. So
why
ours,
would you work on everyone else's, not your own?
You know, it just worked out that way. It didn't used to be that
our
way.
Our house is about 80% done right now. But
so you're working on that part-time, right? You're so busy doing other things that you have the time.
Well, we have that lifestyle where we photograph and video everything that we do because we write about it for magazines, you know, how-to, websites, the whole thing. And we do videos. So we have to, like, it's a part of our whole business and our whole life is fixing up our house. So it takes a lot longer.
So it takes like a week and a half to put on a piece of shoe molding is what it comes down to.
Oh, you do need my help, don't you?
Yes, we do. And we've got a full gut reno on a 100-year-old house. So it's a block house. All the inside plaster and lath comes down. So it's all the lead RRP stuff that you're familiar with. Because it is, you know, you press the lead test thing to it, it turns bright pink.
So you know that you have to have masks. Did you check
the
plaster for a 1-to-5 ratio of asbestos before you took it down?
No.
No, you didn't. No.
You should.
The RRP
anything
training.
Anything before 1980, check it for asbestos. You just call in a company that does a quick check. They do a plaster scrape.
Right.
They'll check for the lead, obviously. You know, you did the pink pen test.
Mm-hmm.
But I highly recommend, don't ever touch your house unless you test it, because asbestos will hook to your lungs. It's a fish hook. And they're very small, and they'll never leave your body. You're going to have them forever, and I just really don't think it's a good idea you breathe that in.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's probably asbestos in our house, because asbestos was invented in the town we live in.
Then more than likely,
yeah.
The reason why there was a 1-to-5,
yeah.
that's usually not good.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't worry about it. You live there, right?
Hey, Dad, if you could walk.
You go in the house not to breathe outside air.
Yeah, it's a big problem in our town. Yeah,
yeah.
They're
seriously, they're burying tailings still. Mm. The tailings are the byproduct of the manufacture of that stuff.
Asbestos itself is such a wild binder. That's why they use it as a binder, also a heat source or protection for pipes. Like, it's a great product. It's just a deadly product to humans, and I don't think we really pay enough attention to that.
Well, it's a good thing to pay attention to, because a lot of our neighbors were affected by, you know, being, you know, they have lost loved ones because of it, working in the plant and because of, you know, having it in their homes and everything, and it's something that's really important to our town.
It's a legacy, and it's strange.
And it's so sad.
Because it was like a global hub of asbestos before anybody knew what it was.
Oh, the
and
houses that were built are just gorgeous because, I mean, there's like a basically castle. The guy that invented asbestos, his home literally looks like a castle.
He probably made a lot of money.
Yeah.
He made a few bucks.
Yeah. Just, yeah. And then some, actually.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. But the legacy of it, though.
So, yeah, and the RRP training remodel, it's the EPA training here, which I've taken.
Yes,
and I know what's in it, except I can't remember what it's called. Remodel, renovate, and paint. It's the EPA training for working with lead here in the States. Not one word about asbestos in that.
I'd worry about that.
Yeah, good enough.
It is a rule of thumb for anyone that is going to renovate. It should be, it's actually somewhat of a law, but it's never pushed out. It's never been told. Anything before 1980, do not renovate unless you do a complete test of your home. Just don't. It's not good for your health. Not good for your kids' health.
Well, boy, am I glad that you stopped by to talk to us.
And, you know, that sort of leads me to another question where sometimes, I don't know if you know this, but remodels go wrong.
Occasionally.
Mm-hmm. Occasionally they go wrong.
I've seen it a couple times.
And even, and this isn't an end around to try to catch you in anything, but it happens to all of us who work on houses where things go wrong. The delivery doesn't come. You have the roof off and it snows. That are, you know, things that are beyond your control. And my question to you is, one, if you have a story like that, you could share it. And two, what's the takeaway so that contractor and customer can work together when the, you know what I mean, when the forces of nature sort of conspire against success?
I'm a freak for protecting your home, and it's funny that I call myself a freak, but I am. I'm the guy that if I'm working on, let's say, a second-story addition,
right,
every single day I leave, it's tarped. It's tarped tight like you can't imagine. One day, this had to be 25 years ago, I was doing a big second floor addition, and it was a beautiful day, the sun's shining, we're working like crazy, and I just happened to stand up and look to my left, and it was the darkest wave of a storm coming out of nowhere, and it wasn't supposed to rain. I pay attention to this. I started yelling, get the tools put away, get the tarps, I'm yelling at everyone. We had just got the tarps on the house. It came down, I mean, in buckets of water. And we got wet. Not so much. The house got wet. We tried to really to get on this. One of my guys was at the edge of the roof holding his corner of the tarp down, and the wind came up under him, pulled the tarp up, and lifted him off the roof.
What?
He landed back down on the roof.
Oh.
He did not go off the roof, which I was really happy to see. And that was it. We got it down, and I swear, ever since that day, I really pay attention to weather. Because that was not only dangerous, it cost me money. I had to fix some things on the inside of the house.
Because
we got it covered
through,
quick enough.
Yeah,
boy, it
right,
did.
Right.
It was just too much rain. It was just huge amounts of rain. It was golf balls.
And you never know what's going to happen, too. If you can't, even if it's not supposed to rain that night or the next morning or whatever it is, there might be something that happens. You can't get back to the job site. And there's another thing coming. You know, there's always
wind,
something that comes up with
wind. I think wind is the biggest enemy. You know,
yeah.
Because it can take things off that you have put on to protect that house.
Yeah.
Right.
Such as tarps.
It's only a tarp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's only so much you can do with it.
Well, it's communication's key. You got to talk to the homeowners and say, okay, this is what we're going to be doing. I need you to pay attention. If we are gone for 2 days, maybe we're on another job. For whatever reason, we're waiting for material, like you said, make sure that, you know, contact me if you see any issues, any tarp flying in the wind. I need to get back there because I just don't want to. I don't like ruining people's houses. I like actually fixing them.
Well, we have
easy
not had enough,
away. Yeah.
But unfortunately, we have to take a break.
We do.
Right now. Mike Holmes, MakeItRight.ca, and Consummate Craftsman, thank you for joining us. Teresa, thank you for joining us on our show.
Well, I join you every day, 24 hours a day, baby.
We'll be back with more of my Pick It Up Live.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life, and we're at the end of the show.
So check out more how-to fun at myfixituplife.com.
So make life fun, and join us next time for more My Fix It Up Life.
Idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see.